Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Put your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day. Gina, who's walking by, waving.
Is it 6 o'clock already?
6:02.
Oh. The show
begins at 5:30. I think it does.
It does.
Yeah, because they're off at 9.
Yeah. There you go. Life is back to normal now. I can go back to hating the Yankees that they beat the Red Sox.
Yeah, but how much?
I pull for them against the Red Sox.
So let me ask you this. How much more would you say, and I think I have this right, you hate the Red Sox more than you hate the Yankees, but Right. Now you hate the Yankees more than you hate the Blue Jays.
More than, yeah.
Yeah, because the Blue Jays are kind of becoming that one team where it's like, I can't stand them. Yeah.
Now, Ed knows, although I don't... They really softened my stance on them because of the personal treatment of me. I used to hate the Rays. I hated them. That really softened my stance because of the way they treat me when I go down there.
I heard they treat you great.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That softened my stance. Yeah. They treat me like I'm one of their employees. They literally give me a key to the stadium.
Yeah, that's cool.
They go in and broadcast. So like they're so nice, I can't hate them. Especially now that they got rid of Randy Rosarena.
Jerk.
Oh, he's an ass. He's an ass. He is, really.
Well, again, for me, it was always hard to hate the Rays because they seemed like, they're not going to do anything. And then all of a sudden, they get good. And you're like, how are they good?
Yeah.
Who is this guy? Where did he come from?
Absolutely. Mm. So when you were wrong about Pat Mahomes and Lamar, you talked about it.
You have to.
When I was wrong about Kyle Hamilton... I talked about it. That's what we do, right? Mm-hmm. We make predictions, and because we make so many predictions, Ed, we're wrong. It's just how it is. It's how the game goes. We're going to make predictions on the, 15 games in the National Football League this mm-hmm. weekend? We're going to make predictions on all of those. Chances are no one's going undefeated because we already lost the first one. But not only did we lose the first one, someone else lost the first one and didn't even talk about it.
Who?
What's this dude with Overnight National Show?
Pat Boyle.
Everybody's talking about him.
He said that it's not worth watching the game because the Rams will run the 49ers out the building. We all collectively said, it's a divisional game. I don't know about that. Now, we picked the Rams to win.
Oh, but we talked at length about this and why the 49ers. I think you and I got into I don't know what Ed's take was on it at all, but I think you feel the same way we do with divisional games.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I actually, was about to pick the 49ers. I just thought with Purdy out, I went to the Rams. I always picked the 49ers because I think they're the best team in that division.
That's the only reason why I went to the Rams, too.
Yeah.
Because it was the starting quarterback versus the backup quarterback.
Y'all must not know about Mac Jones.
Mac Jones looks good with them, man.
Mac Jones.
He looks good with them.
He didn't even – Kendrick Bourne was his number one receiver.
But there's things that matter. Divisional games matter a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your record is that year. It matters a lot.
But the problem I have in so much
talk about it
in sports talk radio and hot take radio and all this other stuff. If you want to, the talking heads on TV, it's just about saying something and sounding like you're so positive it's going to happen. And when it doesn't, and everyone bashes you, oh, that's good news because it's good publicity. The problem I have is that there's so many guys nationally that go with whatever just happened is who you are. That's it. Jalen Hurts wins the Super Bowl. Oh, he's a top five quarterback now. No, he's not. Threw for 101 yards against the Chiefs. He's not. Stop. Stop it.
He plays on a great team. And he doesn't make mistakes.
He's good, but stop saying whatever just happened makes you this. Oh, my God, the Falcons got destroyed. They stink. They're not going to win enough. Oh, who'd they beat? No, they beat Washington. And then this week, Washington's going to go out to the Chargers and beat them. You know, it's a week-to-week league, and you can't look at what just happened and say that's who this team is until we get somewhere towards the midpoint and you got enough data to say, oh, they've done this four times already.
Yeah, it's only a quarter of the season. There's only two undefeated teams right now.
Yeah.
That's it. Eagles and Bills.
So, and Eagles could easily be 0-4. Yeah. That's the funny thing.
Rashad said having keys to the Rays Stadium is like having the keys to a vacant building in West Baltimore. until you start knocking.
Yeah, it's funny. I just brought. I had a good off. I was coming back from the hell of Columbia or something. I was coming back from southern part of the county, and highway's jammed. I get off. I went through West Baltimore to get back up here. Man, not much has changed. It just what a sad part
it's
of town.
It's a bunch of R longs written all over the place.
There are. There was one block. Every building was abandoned. Every single building. I'm like, man, people have no idea. People who live up here, just right by the state, they have no idea what it looks like there.
Money
they
long.
They never go through.
Hair long. R long.
They have no idea.
Not a clue.
It's just so, like, the things that you complain about, I just ask you to just go take a look around the city and get a real perspective of what's
just
going on.
Take a ride through. Go early in the morning if you're afraid. Just go. Take a ride through and imagine every freaking day of your life, that's where you wake up. That's where you wake up and you can't, and you don't have a chance to get out.
That's where I was raised.
But you got out. What if you had to live and die in that block?
I remember having to pass those buildings to go to Matthew A. Henson Elementary School.
Man. Absolutely.
But
did you die?
No, I didn't.
No.
You escaped and made a life for himself. It's
It's a depressing place. Man.
Oh,
it is.
Yeah,
and I don't say that. I don't say that looking down my nose at them.
Absolutely,
I say
that because
I feel bad that we have politicians who argue over things that, in the grand scheme of things, don't change people's lives.
Exactly, and that you know what kills me about this. That's exactly right. And the problem is, you want to reduce crime? Fix that. Fix that.
Go into.
Stop looking at the police department.
You're talking about the buildings? I challenge you to do this. Spend a day in the schools. Go to the elementary schools and spend a day. And this is not me dogging the teachers because the teachers are doing their jobs.
Whatever they can, yeah.
Exactly. This is not me. I respect teachers wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. I have the utmost respect for teachers. And I feel for you too.
Yeah.
But why is the and I ask this question all the time, and no one can answer me this question. Why is the education in West Baltimore different than it is in other parts of Baltimore? Why are they learning two different things? Baltimore Public City Schools, why are you learning different things?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you're being set up for failure so that that neighborhood that Ed's talking about with dilapidated buildings and vacant buildings, and they can stay that way. Yeah. They want them to stay that way. They don't want you doing better. They're going to give you just enough to survive. As Stevie Wonder said it best. You're living just enough for the city.
Living for the city.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're living just enough for the city. Yeah. And when you're not educated properly, you don't know there's a difference.
And you don't even have to attend the school like you did. I used to go every first day of school, visit two or three elementary schools. Just so you get, you know, that the police are not the enemy. Like, we'd walk in, talk to the kids, and say hi. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
you see right away. It just doesn't look the same.
I wanted out of high school to go to HBCU. My mom didn't want me to. I ended up finishing at Coppin, but I went. She didn't want me to go to HBCU. Do you know the best thing that happened to me? Seeing that there was another life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
When I went to Liberty and saw there was, and there's a lot of things about Liberty that I don't agree with, but it gave me perspective. I'm like, man, there are other decisions to make.
Yeah.
Those are some of the decisions I don't want to make, but I know there are other decisions to make. Like I said, we rolled it back, ended up as, with a family, you know, went back to Coppin, but being there and also being in the military, it just showed me, hey, man, there are other decisions you can make. You don't have to get stuck here. Yeah, nonetheless, we move on. 410-583-1057. Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45. Lee said he liked the show much better last Friday, didn't he? I wonder why.
No, what he told me.
Oh, okay.
He did. He said that.
He's like, who are these two goofs with you?
No, he didn't. But on the other side, Lamar's still out in Hamilton, misses practice due to groin injury suffered on Wednesday. Van Noy, a full participant. I don't know. Feel good or not about this stuff. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
6:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So Lamar Jackson still no participation. Hamilton no participation. This is not what we want at all. Not what we want.
Yeah, I mean, having a groin injury at practice when everybody else is hurt, and he's, I mean, even when everyone's healthy, he's your best defensive player.
He's the best player on defense. And like this is like a guy went down. Like, I have no offense to any of the other players, but say it was TJ Tampa, you know, groin injury. They don't like it, but
yeah,
it's just, he's replaceable. Hamilton.
Yeah, he's replaceable. Yeah, And that's not a slight on him. It's
not at all. Yeah.
Which just shows you how important he is, because like you lose a pass rusher, and then all of a sudden you're gonna have some sets where he's your pass rusher, and he's blitzing, and then you move him over here. And we talked about it yesterday with trying to confuse young quarterbacks and what defensive coordinators do. And now,
not all of them though.
No. Now with the Ravens, you're looking at it going, well, what scares you? Like there's not a lot on the defensive side with the injuries.
I tell you what scares you. What? You're a Raven fans not having Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
That's what scares you.
Scares me. I mean,
how can everybody just seem like everybody's heard it once, man?
It's just gonna happen sometimes. I mean, that's the hard part of this. And again, that's why we say you gotta, when you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl or when you have a chance to make that run, you have to, like, people talk about a window, and the window thing is real, but having a premier quarterback, a franchise quarterback, keeps your window open. Now, it might just be cracked instead of wide open, but there's still that chance. You're winning your division and getting in and all those things. You have a season like this, and it makes you go, damn, man, they should already have one or two in their back pocket already. Yeah, it's frustrating. Yeah. Because remember, Dan Marino, what did he get to the Super Bowl?
Year two.
Year two. Never 5,000
yards passing and all of that. The Mark brothers and... Yeah, never even got close after that. Got to the playoffs a lot.
Was that Clayton and Duper?
Clayton and Duper, yeah. That was a great, also had, I think Nat Moore was the third wide receiver on that team.
Did you know, so I love telling this story because one of my buddies used to say it all the time that Dan.
I stand corrected. He went to the AFC Championship game twice again after that.
Yeah, well, he got destroyed by Jacksonville in the second round, right? Didn't they lose like 50 to something when he was later on in his career?
I know Buffalo beat, the Raiders beat the crap out of him once.
I thought Jacksonville beat Miami. But anyway, getting back to it, like you look at the quarterbacks that can get there and how things can happen for your career. But we can't sit here and look at Dan Marino and go, well, you know, he's not one of the greatest quarterbacks because he never won. There are some people that will put guys with a Super Bowl above him. He's only one time in his career did he have a 1,000-yard rusher, and it was a guy named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yep.
One season. Think about that.
Yeah.
In his entire career.
But they said... It's said by people who covered the team, a lot of that was his fault.
Okay.
They said when Jimmy Johnson got there, he fought against the changing philosophy of the offense and things like that. He fought a lot. He used a lot of his leverage. Like, people who covered the team say that. He wanted the pass, the short passing game, to be the running game.
But you can't blame Marino for that. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
I just find it funny. You know, I think the Jets were going to take him. They didn't want him to go to the Jets because of the temptations in New York. So he goes to Miami.
Yeah,
that
city was built Vegas. On cocaine.
Yeah, like, it's so stupid.
The whole city was built on cocaine. It's crazy, man. Like, you know, and again, like, looking at the injuries that they happen, and we've said this before, it usually happens in one room, meaning all your cornerbacks, all your D linemen,
right?
Whatever. Yeah. But I don't care what anyone says. You lose a player of the caliber that you've already lost your best D lineman, your best linebacker, and then now some of your best corners. And if you lose your best player, it's tough. But I still think they win this weekend regardless.
Does it have any – is a consolation, in your opinion, Ed, that Kyle Van Noy, full participant?
Yeah, sure it is. I mean, it's better than not having Kyle Van Noy. I'm happy
see
he's
him
back.
Than Ojabo.
For sure. But, yeah, it's a little consolation. Just, it is troubling, though, that Hamilton's, you know, it's questionable.
Oh, boy. You feel like they still win this game, Jeremy?
Yeah. Again, it's...
With no Lamar, no Kyle Hamilton, no...
Yep. I mean, like, I'll keep saying this for the guy that called in. What was the first thing that John McClain said? I don't understand why the Texans are favored when they've only had one good quarter this year against the worst team in football.
I thought you were going to a movie.
No, he said, yippee-ki-yay, mother. Oh,
for sure.
Mother lovers. No, but again, like, McClain's watching that team up close and personal, and kind of the same way that people feel here. It's like, have you seen the Ravens? Look at the level of competition as well.
Yeah.
The fact that the Ravens are at home. And then now you have, I mean, you got 22 should be sitting back there pissed off. And if they don't give him the ball 20-plus times this week, I think something is out. I mean, it doesn't have to be him getting to. They need to run the football, but I think he gets 20 touches.
I don't feel good about it. I'm just being honest with you, man. I don't feel good about this game at all.
The Texans stink.
But this isn't the Ravens, really.
Yeah.
That's my own
shell of a team.
I hate saying it, but this really isn't the Ravens. This is
another
team.
But again, it's everybody being used to what the Ravens should be and not looking at what the Texans actually are.
No, I got that. But if... if this was the Ravens roster year to year, they'd be predicted to be like a 5-12 team every year with the guy, all the guys that are out. Because if you didn't have Lamar, you didn't have Kyle Hamilton, say, or Ricard, and just all the guys that are out, if you didn't have Matabike, for whole different roster, they're not a 13-4 team. They're not predicted to go to the Super Bowl.
49ers didn't have any wide receivers, a backup quarterback. They're missing guys all over defense. They're missing their best pass rusher, and they went in and beat the Rams last night on a short week.
Kyle Shanahan. I was just about to say that. It's Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan make $1.15, man.
But why can't he do it in other places, against McVay?
Exactly. I was just about to say that. You said it yourself today, and I didn't know it till you said it, and I looked it up. He owns that guy, man.
They coached together in Washington with the Redskins at the time. And he, for whatever, it has been big brother, little brother, and they're both incredibly intelligent. The thing with Kyle Shanahan that we've seen is, like, hasn't got over that hump yet in the postseason. He's been there a couple times. And it makes you wonder, when do they finally go, okay, we've gotten to a certain point with you, when do we move on? And he's a brilliant offensive mind.
It's funny, we talked, I think it was off air, about the Padres sacrificing the future. That's what the Rams did, but they got a Super Bowl.
But they won. Yeah. So that's why people do this all the time. Winners at the trade deadline. Everybody said the Padres were winners at the trade deadline because they're going for it, right? They're going for it. They traded away 8 of their 10 best farm pieces.
Yeah.
The trade for Mason Miller, who Ed has, he went from 6 to midnight as soon as I mentioned his name. They gave up 3 of their top prospects to get a reliever. And he's amazing.
Yeah.
But he's relieving at home now. You know, that's the point when everybody talks about pushing your chips all in the middle for a team like this. Because the Padres, you know who doesn't push their chips in the middle and trade away all their farm pieces?
Yankees.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
The Dodgers. They'll trade away pieces, but they're not going to mortgage the future to try to go get something right now.
They just have a Cam Schlittler pitch.
And you guys said something nasty to his mom, so he took it out on you Red Sox fans. That's what he said. They were talking trash about his mom online.
They did?
Yeah. You don't talk about Mrs. Schlittler.
Oh, that's off. That's just off limits, man.
Yeah.
It really is. This is Boston fans.
What are you, a jive turkey? You a JT?
He shoved it right out of their behind. That's my shovel, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Oh yeah. It's like, yeah, that really pissed me off.
He shoved it right up their behinds, dude. That's cool.
Yeah, he did.
How many Ks?
12.
11, 12. Double digits, man. Yeah. Holy
shit. Pretty
schlitt.
Sure it was 12.
Sorry.
You know what's funny?
Joe, did you jump at the...
Because yesterday you're like, I really need to be careful.
Ben McDonald and Kevin Brown, last time he pitched against us, 12 strikeouts, said he is going to be problems. Hmm. He's going to present some problems in the postseason. And damn if he didn't. Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side, Todd Monken said he previously spoke to John Harbaugh about his offensive issues prior to being thrown under the bus. Does that squash the situation, or does it make you question why Harbaugh would speak about it publicly? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but right now, lots of Ravens fans questioning John Harbaugh, saying whether he was throwing Todd Monken under the bus with some of his comments about the offense. This is what Coach Monken had to say.
Well, first off, there's not one thing John said that we didn't already talk about. Not one thing, you know. So there was nothing about that I hadn't already heard or that he didn't already feel. And one thing I've done throughout my career is that you got to look at what you do. And that's what I've done my whole career is, okay, how did we scheme it? How did we coach it? How did we execute it? How was our plan? All of those things when you go into it. And when it's below the line, you got to own it and fix it. And that's what you do. I mean, that's what we do as human beings, right? That's what I've always done my whole career. It's how I got to where I'm here now. Like, I mean, there wasn't anything he said that wasn't, you know, that we hadn't already talked about. So that's what you do. You look at it and you say, okay, was that good enough? I mean, the expectation here is to be elite, and we've been elite. We're going to continue to be elite. But I got to do it better. We got to do it better, and we'll continue to do it better.
And is there any question, and he said, you know, that's what we talk about. Do you question whether or not there's something that should have been talked about publicly like Harbaugh did?
I'm very torn on this because I don't like when people blame or point things out that are, well, there is blame to go around. I mean, he said the obvious, but right. I don't usually like doing that publicly. So, yeah, I have a problem with that. I made a habit of a rule for myself. I didn't do that publicly. I wouldn't blame my chief of patrol for whatever, even if I was not happy with them. Privately, you have a conversation. I give Munkin credit for saying, yeah, I knew already. we've had discussions about how this is not going the way he wants.
And I'm cool with that, but I don't like it brought out publicly.
Me either. Man. Yeah, me either.
Like, there were certain things he didn't want to talk about, and then this wasn't one of them. Because, again, we've talked about this with Harbaugh. Like, he's always defended these guys. So I'm kind of torn on it, too, because I'm finally happy that he's saying something.
Yeah.
But again, we're going time and place. And by the way,
that's exactly what I feel like. We were all not happy when he, like what he did with Lamar's injury, mm-hmm. you know. But then he says something that we feel, and now he's like, oh, what'd you do that for?
I'm kind of torn on that, but I will say this. If what Munkin is saying is true, like, hey, I've talked about it, I got to get better, it's an incredibly healthy way of thinking and not letting something mess up what the plan is, the goal. Okay, he said something. Let's move past it. Was he wrong in what he said? No. But should he have said it there? Maybe not. You know, like there's things to look at, but I just think it's a really healthy way for Funkhauser to keep this thing going.
Well, see, I think the way he approached the Lamar injury and the way he approached the offense, those are two different topics to me, two different ways of handling things. You know what I mean? The way he approached the Lamar situation, you didn't tell us, well, I don't want to talk about it. I would have handled that. I don't want to talk about that right now. You're telling me not to do my job. That's what I had a problem with. How about we just not talk about that? How about we just not ask about that? No, you don't tell me not to. You can give me the answer you want, but don't tell me how to do my job.
You can't
answer. Exactly. Yeah. I don't think that's what people got it mixed up. I don't have a problem with him not answering. We get that all the time. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with you telling me how to do my job.
I'm with you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't tell me. Just say to me, hey, you know what? That's something we're not going to talk about. We're going to handle that in-house. And when we get more information, we'll let you know. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. But don't talk down to me telling me not to ask certain questions. Yeah. That's not your job.
No, I'm with you.
You know,
that's definitely off. You can't say that. You know,
we all wonder what kind of communication that goes on between the coordinators and Harbaugh during the game. Well, I'm about to call him Funk. You know, man, Funkhauser. This is what Todd Munkin had to say about that.
He gives me feedback. Sure, he does. Our coaching staff does. Always. I mean, I think people are a little bit surprised that the feedback is constant. The feedback during the week is constant. The feedback after games is constant, good and bad. That's part of what you do. Hopefully in any relationship or any job, you're getting immediate feedback and what we can do better, how we're seeing the game, right? And that's throughout the game, that's before the game, that's after the game, that's what you do. I mean, that's to me, that's winning football. That's what I love about Coach Harbaugh. And one thing, he is going to confront anything that gets in the way of winning football. That's a fact, okay? And everybody needs that, whether it's football. My wife does that to me. She confronts anything that gets in the way of us having a great relationship. And then what the hell do? You fight like hell to fix it. And that's what you do when it's damn important.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Catonsville and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Man, I look at it different. And this is just my opinion, right? How about for him to come out and say, you know, to basically call out Todd Munkin, and Todd said, hey, look, we done had that discussion, you know, I'm cool with it. He told me to my face first. I didn't find out through the media. That may say that their relationship, and this is just my thought, their relationship may be a little more solid, because the coordinator that maybe you can call out in public that, or he hasn't done that, you know. And to me, it may be like, hey, I know what Todd dealing with, you know, his skin thicker or whatever. We hit a bump in the road. We made some bad calls. But, or, damn, he dealing with dumpster fire. His confidence already shook.
Yeah.
You know, his confidence already shook. Let me deal with him in a different way.
Well, let me. Can I throw something back at you? We've seen success with Todd Munkin, not only here but other places. So, you know, yeah, you can go ahead and do that with Todd Munkin. You can't do that with Zach Gordon, not just because he has maybe have thin skin, as you said it, but whatever you say about Zach Gordon is going to come back to you because you're the one that hired him for the first time ever for a team that is trying to win a Super Bowl. So you can't, you can question Monken publicly because Monken has a track record, but you can't question Zach Gordon publicly because he has none.
Well, you know what, Rob? That's a good point because I didn't even see that. So basically, I'm like, I'm the cause of the dumpster fire of sorts. You know what I mean? When had we, you know, based on the talent, like you said, the window, based on the talent that we had, out going all in may have been like, let's get a D coordinator that can handle it. And I think our next D coordinator may be in, down in College Park. I don't know. But y'all have a good morning, man. Have a great day.
You too. I'm about this, man. If you, for a team that, like this, like the Ravens, you had to have done it on a major level somewhere. I'm not backing up what Kevin is saying about College Park. But what I'm saying is, if you were a coordinator on a high-level college team, Mike McDonald, mm-hmm. Michigan, that's a high-level college team. That, to me, is legitimate experience. But when you've done it nowhere and you come into a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl, like, dude, I don't get that.
Like, I don't have a problem with colleges that go after former players that have never coached and given an opportunity. But with the NFL, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, you really, because people go, you hire somebody that's already been around and he's been on three mm-hmm. or four teams. Like, what are we doing with a retread? And then you hire somebody new and it's like, well, is that guy better than the guy we got before?
You don't have any
experience. You don't know. You yeah. just don't know.
And most of the colleges that do that, Jeremy, do it on a lower Division I level.
Yeah, with Mike Vick coaching right now?
Yeah.
You know, you start looking at even Deion starting off at Jacksonville State.
Exactly. He had to prove it there first. He's not getting Colorado right out out of high school. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to do it on Trent Dilfer, who may be the worst college football coach in the country, but even he was a UAB.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Auburn or Alabama. It was UAB.
Yeah, I think Eddie George is at Bowling Green now. And, I mean, you start looking at some of the players that never coached at mm-hmm. any of these high levels.
Deshaun Jackson at Delaware State.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to miss that game. I had tickets to that
That's
game.
Right.
I can't go.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens play that Thursday. Deshaun Jackson versus Mike Vick.
Where is that at?
It's up in Delaware.
Oh.
Yeah, I had tickets in a suite.
I guess you being a Harford County guy now, you just go to Delaware all the time.
All
huh?
the time.
Look at you, Mr. Delaware. Ain't no sales tax.
I'm middle Harford County. I'm not north
of the Christiana Mall.
I'm middle Harford County. World is stupid at 7 o'clock, but on
so
the other
this
side,
this is Bethany, huh?
Lee Sterling joins us to give us his picks up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Faye. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic Friday. Joining us right now, look forward to this from Paramount Sports every Friday, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Lee Sterling. What's going on, Lee?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. I want to jump right out of the gate because this is a game that's very, very interesting to me. Will the real Virginia Cavaliers please stand up? The ACC looks like it's a lot better conference than I thought it was. Boy, was I fooled. Louisville versus Virginia, who you like in this one?
Well, it's probably better in respect of any given Saturday.
Yes.
Something can happen. And in that case, it was even actually Friday night. So home field is important. I was a little surprised they were able to dominate the line of scrimmage on offense like they did. They were down two offensive linemen and still ran for 211 yards here. Chandler Morris is a good quarterback. I mean, the kid's 25. He's been around good programs, had a lot of big wins. But this is the biggest win in the program's last 30 years.
He's got a son starting middle school, I heard, next week.
Yeah,
next year.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got two doctorates probably by now. He's probably teaching at the end of the year, the second semester. But the problem for them here is Louisville's getting healthy. They could have both their starting top two running backs back for this game here. And their defensive line, top six in the country, Louisville's is, in havoc, creating plays in the backfield. Not just, you know, getting sacks. They got pressure last week on the quarterback, Pitt quarterback, and that was the difference here. I think Louisville pulls away 34-24.
All right, closer to home.
Yep.
The Terps are hosting Washington this weekend. Maryland's one of the few teams in the country, I think one of three, that has not trailed all season.
4-0.
Wow.
But they're on, it's pretty cool stat, right?
Yep.
But there are, you know, people are having those dogs here. How do you see this game?
Yeah, their defense has been better than expected. Top 10 in EPA per play allowed as far as defense success rate. And I was a little worried going into the season. You know, you start with a freshman quarterback, but Malik Washington seems to be settling in. He's going to have a bad game eventually, but I don't think it's going to be against this Washington defense. They have a couple good cornerbacks, but other than that, their front seven, not good enough to put enough pressure on. Their safeties not making plays in space here. So this is a tough, tough travel week for them, and also emotionally. So I think Washington, which was horrible on the road last year, Jed Fish is getting roasted for that fake field goal try that never had a chance. I don't know what he saw, and then he started to blame the players. So I think there's some things going on behind the scenes at that program. I like Maryland to pull off the shocker here, 28-25. Yeah.
Well, Lee, you went 3-1 last week. You had a big 40-unit play on Rob's South Carolina Gamecocks. What are you seeing with the NFL this week? Can we start with the Lions and Bengals? Because the Bengals just look dreadful. Can they do anything at home this week?
I don't know. It's tough. You know, their offensive numbers are awful. And the adjustment after Joe Burrow's injuries, absence. First game was turnover after turnover at Minnesota, then punt after punt at Denver. I don't want to go all analytics on you, but from every formation they've used, I mean, I was looking at the 12, the 11, the 13. I mean, nothing. Negative EPA expected points in every single formation here. So good teams come home off consecutive losses and whip a bad team. But the Bengals are not a good team, and the Lions are a very good team right now. They're rolling. I think Detroit doubles up Cincinnati 34-17.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, he is Lee Sterling.
All right. How about the Ravens as they host the Texans here? Obviously, you know, the Ravens have double-digit injuries right now. I looked, there were 15 guys either questionable or IR'd or whatever. How do you see this turning out without Lamar, most likely?
Well, it's going to be tough. All of a sudden, Houston's getting healthy. They had a lot of injuries at wide receiver, at defensive back. Now, all of a sudden, Christian Kirk is back here, and also Derek Stingley, their best cornerback, is back. Here's an interesting stat here. Teams before the bye, over the last decade, almost 59%. So what that tells you is teams really come together. They're focused, whether they're home or away. They know they want to go into the bye week with a win. So I just think Houston, even though they have a poor offensive line, I don't know if Baltimore can take advantage of it. They're going to need at least two or more turnovers, and I don't know if this defense can get it here. I like Houston. I think they win this game here 20-14.
I think the Ravens tackle is going to handle that pass rush, actually.
Well, Lee, let's get to the game of the week, Chargers and Commanders. It's an interesting one here. What do you have for us?
Yep. It's a game that I don't think a lot of people can figure out, but I think there's a clear right side winner for this game. How about this? First 10 callers that call 800-400-9741 will give them the game for free. 800-400-9741. You get the Chargers and Commanders on me, and we're rolling. We don't call this month October. We call it Locktober. They can get every single game for 4 weeks through October 31st on our phone service. And like I said, we won 11 straight in the NFL. Also in college, hit our big play. We have another big play going this week, a max wager on our 40 to 50 unit plays. We're 73-29 lifetime. So you want to hop on board normally, $597. If they use coupon code SAVE200, just $397. You're going to get probably 12 to 15 games a week. Also, player props are hot in baseball and also in football. Player props for baseball through the World Series, $97. Football, we lowered the price, just $497 through the Super Bowl. So more ways to bet, more ways to win. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Thank you very much, Lee. Talk to you next week, man.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee.
Right. Okay, thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, Jeremy, real quick before we get out of here. Alabama, 10.5-point favorites at home. I think they win the game, but I think Vandy covers.
So this is a game that I've been torn on real quick, just because, so for people that don't know, Vandy beat Alabama last year. And so you have this revenge spot and how important this game is. Nobody expected Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt to be playing the way that they are.
No.
And Pavia is that guy, I think, I forget who I was talking about with, actually with Zeno yesterday, that there's Pavia's the guy that when you need 12 yards, he gets you 13. When you need 18, he somehow finds 19. I feel like they keep it close because I'm not sure how great Alabama is, because I think Wisconsin is trash going back to that. And that's a huge win against Georgia. Do you have the letdown game after that? I don't know how you can when this team beat you last year and basically knocked you out of the playoffs.
I can't believe Vanderbilt's ranked.
They're undefeated, man, and they just keep winning. They keep winning.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The over-unders, Ravens, Texans, we'll do that at 7:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a few interesting things. How about some nightmare fuel, a carnival ride, the Zipper? Have you guys ever rode that? No. You ain't going to catch me on that damn thing.
No.
I want to talk about some of the fans of Sean Diddy Combs and what they're doing, waiting for him to go through his sentencing. And this is just insane to me, I'll tell you that. And lastly, firefighters. Can you be upset with them with something they did because they were angry at the kids playing baseball behind their firehouse? I'll tell you what they did. We'll talk about it right here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.